Welcome back in, Chase and Michelle. Michelle Knezovic, Nick Keyser in for Chase McCabe today. And now we are joined by Gentry Estes from the Tennessean on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Gentry, how are we doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing well. It's good to be with y'all.
Yeah, good to have you this morning. We'll jump right into it, Gentry. On the Tennessee Titans front, some veteran players spoke earlier this week. I know that one player people were eager to hear from was Treylon Burks, considering he's going to have to take on a big responsibility in truly being that wide receiver one this year. What was just some takeaways that you heard from him, and how important is it that Treylon Burks takes that next big jump in his sophomore season?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's critical, obviously, for the Titans. They're in a position where they need him to be that guy. And if he's not, I'm not sure who else is. But to that point, I think it was encouraging to hear what he had to say. Basically, talking about how this offseason was going to be different. He wanted it to be different for him. He said he kind of learned from mistakes last year, and he didn't directly tie that to the issues breathing and kind of being in shape early. But that's how you kind of took what he said, especially given the fact that he really talked a lot about sticking around the Titans facility this offseason, the work he's putting in, and how it's made a difference in terms of his ability to breathe. And if you remember, I mean, this time last year, last summer, that was a real talking point with Treylon Burks. I think during the season, you know, he didn't really disappoint. It was more injuries than anything else, and I think he showed flashes of the type of player he could still be. Mm-hmm. So I think there's some optimism there. But the thing is with Burks, he's always going to get compared to AJ Brown. That's one thing, and that's unfair probably for any rookie. But the Titans really haven't done enough around him. I think, you know, certainly if you look at the receiving room, they had more last year than what they have now.
Gentry Estes from the Tennessean joins us right now. Gentry, rookie mini camp has come upon. Everybody saw the videos on Twitter and overreacting a little bit, but you actually had an interesting article on the Tennessean specifically talking about Tajay Spears. There were some concerns after he was drafted, just health concerns with the ACL, but what did you see from him in just the brief period of rookie mini camp?
Yeah, I liked I liked what I saw from him, and you know, that's a disclaimer with all this.
That yes.
It's a rookie mini camp practice, so there's really only so much you're going to be able to tell. But, you know, he was really good in the open field. He had, as you call it, wiggle, where, you know, defenders were having a hard time with him. And I think it meshed a lot with some of the highlights you saw from him coming out of Tulane. And that was encouraging to me from the standpoint of it gives the Titans something that they really haven't had a lot in the past. You know, you're kind of looking in the offseason and saying, all right, well, where are they better? And you can make a case for certain aspects here and there. But this was the first time I really looked at them and said, okay, this is something they haven't had. If you get another option besides Derrick Henry at that position that isn't just a third down back, a guy that can really be a problem in a lot of ways for defenses. And I think if he's healthy, that's a big if. And I got into that in the column too. But if he's healthy, I think he can make a real difference.
I think based off this team, we put a little asterisk after everything we say that's if they're healthy, this season
right.
could go.
We've learned that.
We have learned that. Gentry, kind of taking a step back and looking at this team as a whole after the draft and after free agency, there was an interesting article that actually came out on ESPN ranking all 32 teams in the NFL and had the Tennessee Titans at 28th. Do you think that there's a perception from maybe the national media that Tennessee, because they drafted Will Levis, they're already ready to move off of Tannehill, even though he is still under contract and he's still on the team and he probably won't be cut after June 1st, that there's maybe a sense that Will Levis could be that starter? Because I kind of look at this team, I look at they're playing the, you know, a lot of toss-up games this year. They don't have a first-place schedule. I look at this team as, you know, not as awful maybe as some people are viewing it, and them being able to win 7, 8, maybe 9 games, especially since they have a coach in Mike Vrabel and the defense is pretty solid.
Yeah, I think people are underestimating the defense. and also the fact that they're in a terrible division where there's a good chance they're not going to be any worse than second. So, you know, that's worth better than 28th probably right there. But I think I think a lot of people are looking at the Titans right now, and I kind of include myself on this, and say you don't know what they are. And you see a team that it seems to be caught between the idea of, you know, letting the old guard have one last run at it versus rebuilding and scrapping and starting over. They've done things this offseason that hinted at both of those. And I think it's hard to really look at them right now and know what they are. But it's also hard to say, okay, if you don't know this team, you know, intimately, when you look at what they have, why are the Titans going to be good? Well, Derrick Henry, okay, well, there were rumors they were trying to move him. You know, Tannehill, rumors they were trying to move him too. Kevin Byard, rumors, you know, he asked him to take a pay cut. Maybe Jeffrey Simmons, but it's just, you know, this is a league where the games get decided by the best players. And there for a while, the Titans had guys who were considered top five, top ten at each position, and they just don't have that as much anymore.
Gentry Estes is with us. Now, Gentry, let's say that this rule does apply this fall, that the Titans can keep three quarterbacks. Do you think that they would, it would be a no-brainer to keep all three of them, but do you think it's that easy for them to just go ahead and pick three guys and have them stay here that we have already in? Or do you think someone like Malik Willis gets cut or just gets put on the practice squad?
You're asking if there's a rule change?
Yes.
Well, if there's a rule change and you can keep three, they'll keep Malik Willis, I think. I feel like everybody's out on him, and I get why. I mean, I watched the games last year too, but this is a guy who really wasn't expected to play at all last year, and he got put out there behind, you know, an offensive line that couldn't keep the other guy healthy, a depleted receiving core, a coordinator that ended up getting fired. I mean, I'm eager to kind of see Malik Willis when he's got a little bit fairer shot than he had last year.
Now, to follow that up, do you think perhaps if the Titans are set on moving on from him, is it as easy as a cut? Or do you think they possibly package him in a trade that maybe could get a wide receiver or something else that they need?
I don't know if you could move Malik Willis for much of a, in terms of a receiver. And, you know, we'll see. I think it would do him a lot of good and the Titans a lot of good if he came out in the preseason and played real well. Even if they were committed to moving on from him, he could make a real statement and probably increase his value. But at this point, it's hard to really see that.
Gentry Estes from the Tennessean on with us right now. Gentry, looking at this defense, you know, a lot of guys coming back from last year. Obviously, you get the deal done with Jeffrey Simmons. You got Danico Autry. But I'm kind of looking at the secondary, and I'm looking at a guy specifically in Christian Fulton and how important this year is for him. He's in a contract year. We all know the comments Mike Vrabel made at the end of last season on the callus and the blister, which is going to be the new term everybody's going to use on players working through injuries. David Long Jr. is no longer on this team, but Christian Fulton, another guy who struggled with those soft tissue injuries. How important do you think it is that he doesn't only stay healthy this year, but also performs at a high level?
Yeah, I mean, clearly they need him to do that, and for his own future, yeah, that would be important to do that too. And, you know, Christian Fulton's a guy who's good enough to play in this league. He's shown that during his time with the Titans. It's just a matter of staying healthy, and you know, I think you could say that about a lot of their guys. When you look at the secondary, I think this is the guy they need probably as much as anyone is Imani Hooker to really step up and be that guy. They gave him a deal where they were committed to him being a difference maker at the back of that defense. And, you know, he's another guy that needs to be able to stay healthy enough to do that.
Other than Treylon Burks, what guy do you think in his second year needs to be very productive for this team this year?
Kyle Phillips. And, you know, when you go, I'm going back now and I'm watching the games from last season. I always try to do that. Mm-hmm. And I think people forget when you go back and watch that first game, mm-hmm. how productive he was and how much the Titans really were going to be in a position where they're going to have to rely on him to produce last year. Now, whether or not you should have been there with a fifth round receiver, that's another discussion, but they were there. And Phillips had a big punt return in that game. had a couple of big catches there. With the game on the line, yes, Ryan Tannehill threw the ball more to him than anybody else. And, you know, you end up losing him to injury for most of the season. And I think, you know, in hindsight, we probably don't place enough importance on that and what that did to a guy that was really in a position to help them and had a really good preseason. So he's a guy, I mean, it's very clear to me the weakest part of the team, and they've done much this offseason to address receivers. So maybe they like that group better than we do, maybe. And Kyle Phillips has something to do with that.
Well, I hope they like it better than we do. Gentry Estes from the Tennessean joins us. You can follow him on Twitter at Gentry_Estes. Gentry, thank you so much for hopping on with us today.
You bet. Take care, guys.
Gentry Estes from the Tennessean. Going to discuss some comments he had. I am completely on the same page with Gentry. I think Kyle Phillips needs to have a huge year. And I go back to that Giants game. You watch that last big drive by Ryan Tannehill and the Tennessee Titans. Kyle Phillips, you could clearly tell he had the most chemistry with him, the biggest connection with him. And on the game on the line, they missed the kicks. So what could he be to this offense this year? Nick and I will put a bow on things. Coming up next, we'll give you our best bets for tonight on Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.